Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is your alternative talk station, KKNW Seattle.
Welcome to Crustbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile. We are coming to you live to bring you stories of people like you and me who are busting through to their unlimited possibilities. Right about now, you may be asking, what is crust? Crust is what keeps you stuck. It is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living life full out. Good morning, everyone out there. Yes, you're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with moi, Dr. Pat Basile, and
Benny Mathers.
Yeah, producer.
Sole producer. Extraordinaire. Extraordinaire. Thank you.
Wow. Isn't this a fabulous day?
It has turned out to be quite the nice day. Yes.
It's amazing.
Working my little tail off here for Contact Talk Radio.
I know.
Doing my
Cam
thing.
And Lucia coming right before us.
That's right. Absolutely. So what are you going to bring to the table for today?
I'm going to tell you today. Today is one-on-one day with Dr. Pat.
Awesome.
And Benny. And Linda.
So then that's like one-on-three.
Well, okay, that'll work too.
Okay. But we consolidate it down to one.
We don't, yeah. And we do one at a time, actually, don't we?
We are
one, Linda says. And we are one.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
Of course, she said it off mic. I kind of wanted to get it on mic, but she's scared of it.
Well, she's doing really good with the mic. We are one. Wow. You know what? That's a countdown thing.
We are one
is a countdown.
You want to start it off today?
Oh, we have to start
with a countdown?
I mean, when Spirit has that kind of thing show up, don't resist.
All right.
Okay, Benny, are you doing the countdown?
Sure.
All right.
Three. What are we going on now? We are one. Three, two, one.
We are one. Oh, that feels
one.
Good.
One. One, that's right. One.
Good. That's great. Wow.
Right.
You know, we're starting today out like we do each and every day by pulling an angel card. And we're ready to do that. Drum roll.
Look, I'm ready. Yay! See, I
have
one ready this time.
Pull the card, Linda. Oh, that's good. She's
that was a good sound effect.
She's shaking them up. Linda's got the lottery on her mind.
I want the lottery.
She doesn't want to go back to work.
Oh. Go ahead, Linda. Pull the card. Here we go.
Because yesterday was gratitude.
It was gratitude. Uh-oh. We have a few coming out here.
Two
that came out today.
What's the first one? Abundance, does
wow. it say? Wow. Abundance and transformation.
Ooh.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, which one are you going to read first?
I'll go in alphabetical order. It's usually easier for the listeners.
Okay.
Okay, and for me too.
I was going to say.
The abundance. Not the abundance, it's just abundance. Cultivate an attitude of generosity and act though there is plenty for you and for everyone everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I need that card.
Give freely and generously.
Wow.
All right. One more time. Abundance. Cultivate an attitude of generosity and act, though there is plenty for you and for everyone everywhere.
And I so believe that. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Give freely.
I feel that in each and every cell in my body,
absolutely.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. Give freely and generously.
Mm-hmm.
And
transformation.
Yes. It's on the last page.
Mm-hmm.
We're not cool enough to have it on a computer yet.
Well, we can't have it on a computer because it's copyrighted in the book.
Oh, gotcha.
It's in the Angel book.
Which we might give out on Friday if someone answers the question right.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Unless they already have the cards. But we'll see.
All right.
Transformation. Change happens when you take responsibility for your awareness and apply it to your everyday life. Small moment.
Try that one again.
One more time.
Yeah.
Transformation can be my language. That word
gets us a little tongue-tied,
That's
doesn't
right.
it?
Change happens when you take responsibility for your awareness mm-hmm. and apply it to your everyday life, small moment by small moment.
I'm going to talk about awareness today because today's one-on-one day is about awareness and share some stories that our listeners have emailed to me. I have an amazing story from Kathy I want to share about her angel experience and some other things that have been happening regarding the show and some ideas that have come up. And one of them we'll talk about right now. folks have really expressed an interest in getting information around business and how do I start my company or how do I, you know, grow my company. You know, I have a company out here. I'm either a sole proprietorship. I thought I'd find the perfect guest to do answer some of these questions. And it just so happens that today, actually, and I announced this the other day, the Small Business Association, Staples, and the U.S. Small Business Administration, are having a town hall forum actually at 11:30, which means that if you're driving on the way there, you're still listening to the show. And it's to learn from senior-level business government community leaders how to spark creative business solutions in a rapidly changing world.
Huh.
And one of the guests' speakers is Tom Stenberg, chairman and founder of Staples, Inc. And many people have emailed me saying, why don't you get Staples, you know, as sponsor? Well, I think what we are doing here is in response to our listener audience wanting some tips, we've invited Tom to the show Thursday. And chairman and founder of Staples, Inc. will be right here on our show on Thursday. Remember, you know, if folks have said, who's Thursday's guest? Because you look it up on the website and mm-hmm. there's like no one there.
To be announced.
Well, I had to ask the angels to speed up the molecules so we could get an answer on Thursday.
A little overtime.
And actually, at my 3 o'clock meeting, they did. And in fact, we did get confirmation. And we're very honored to have Tom Stenberg on the show on Thursday. But that's not all we've got going on this week, Benny.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you. We started out yesterday with an amazing show with Sue Storm, and we're going to have a follow-up to that. And today, of course, we have the one-on-one, and today. Tomorrow, we have with us Reverend Bonnie Barnard, and she will be here to talk about worship online, about the New Thought Breakfast, and also about this amazing book that she has written on forgiveness and about her vision. And so also what we will do tomorrow is, you know, we may have an online meditation. As well as anyone that would like prayer support around business or anything else. But we're going to just chat. Bonnie and I love to chat.
Yes,
we love to
do.
Dream. We love to show, talk, you know, create vision. And we would invite each and every listener to join us so that we can support you in your vision. And Thursday, as I mentioned, we will have on the air chairman and founder of Staples, Tom Stenberg. He will be with us. And Friday, we have a woman whose mission is to really talk to spirituality in the workplace and who's written an amazing book, Tragedy in the Workplace. And her name is Dana Beal, and she'll be with us on Friday.
Beal, did you say?
B-E-A-L.
Oh, there's no relation to Jessica Beal.
Jennifer?
No,
is it Jessica?
Jessica.
I don't know. You never know. But we're all one, Benny.
This is true.
We're all related.
We all are one.
But, boy, maybe we need to do that countdown again. Well, you know, let's give out the number because it's important. Folks want to know the number to call in.
It might be.
If there's anything on your mind today, anything that you would like some help with, anything that you just like to say, this is the day to do it. You know, we're, you know, you, this is us and you and the world, and we are all one. So if you're living in the Seattle area, the number to call is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527, or long distance, west of the Cascades, 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Or if you're listening through the internet, send an email to live@crustbusting.com. And know that I have ordered a regular 1-800 number, like for people that are like other places.
Because we're growing.
Yeah, we are growing.
We're growing.
It feels good. It's an abundance and it's a transformative abundance thing that's
combine
happening.
The two. Combine the two.
All right. And stay tuned. And Kathy, we do have a song that you requested, and we'll be playing it today, The Voice Within. Mm-hmm. We will be playing that, and that's by Ms. Aguilera. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat, and
producer Benny Mathers.
We'll be right back.
out of here where your old world starts to fall.
You were right with it.
Uh-huh. I love it.
It's a good
Kathy,
time.
This is for you, Kathy. And here's what, and this is why we dedicated a show to Christina Aguilera, and actually we're planning to do it again. And, you know, we have to go through sort of the, you have no idea
She's
what you have to go through.
She's a big celebrity, you know. We got to do our thing
this,
to get her
but,
on here. But.
You know, you've got to go for your dream. And the words of this CD happen to call to me. I don't know how other people feel about it. I'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but I will say that listen to these words. Young girl, don't cry. I'll be right here when your world starts to fall. Young girl, it's all right. Your tears will dry. You'll soon be free to fly. When you're safe inside your room, you tend to dream of a place where nothing's harder than it seems. No one ever wants or bothers to explain of the heartache life can bring and what it means. So when there's no one else, look inside yourself. Like your oldest friend, just trust the voice within. Then you'll find the strength that will guide your way if you learn to begin to trust the voice within. Thank you. Thank you, Christina.
Very
Thank
good.
You, Kathy. Thank you,
You
everyone.
Climbed that peak, that plateau, and went to the
did
top.
Did that work
and
for you? I got sort of like a thing that happened.
You moved
there.
With it. You were
okay,
moving.
I
grooving.
Was moving. Well, let me say this. You know, we had a caller during the break, and apologize for not giving you an answer right away. You should really see what happens here during the breaks.
Yeah, we're running
It's actually
around.
Not a break for us. Mm-mm. We're like making the show the best it can be
Absolutely.
To bring it to you. But I really need to announce the rest of the information about this event. It is today, Tuesday, February 24th, from 11:30 to 1 p.m., where it is going to be at Staples. And it's Staples at 1541 15th Avenue West. That's 1541 15th Avenue West, Seattle. A buffet lunch will be served.
A buffet?
Yes, it will be. And attendees will receive a complimentary SBA Small Business Resource Guide. There's an RSVP, you know, by February 19th, but you know what? 1-888-302-0000 is the RSVP number.
One more time and a little slower. Let's
thank you,
try.
Benny. 1-888-302-0000.
Wow,
now, I'm not sure about if there are, I'm not sure if there are any seats left or how this will go today.
Yeah, because it starts in about 15 minutes.
I know, but...
But you never know. And don't
you
drive
never
fast.
Know.
Yeah, just get
yeah.
relax. You'll be
so
there
thank
plenty.
You. I'm not sure who the caller was, but thank you so much mm-hmm. for calling in
we
during the break.
That.
We do appreciate it. And really pointing out that there is additional information for me to give out.
Always.
I so appreciate that. Well, Benny, I don't know about you, but what? We have this amazing listener group. And I wanted to share a couple things here
okay.
today.
You got a pile full of papers.
I'm not going to go through all of the papers,
oh, okay.
but we're starting to get some feedback. You know, yesterday during the show with Sue Storm, we had some people come on and say, wow, this is like an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I've had some people contact me and say, you've got to be kidding. Talk to my angels. Never happened.
Talk to my angels.
Well, Kathy has sent an email regarding her angel initiation.
Ooh.
And
there's an initiation for angels?
Well, that was my word. You know, what do we call it? An angel?
When I think of initiation, I think of like the college fraternities and
okay,
sororities.
Okay, we don't want to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, see, that's why. Is that proper?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That was just like a word that popped up.
Oh.
Let's call it an angel calling.
Trial run?
An angel calling.
Calling's better.
Calling,
let's work with calling.
Calling.
Okay.
An angel calling. Kathy is amazing. And, you know, I always ask my listeners permission before I read their emails. I mean, that's kind of like if I sent somebody an email, I certainly would want to know if it's going to show up across the country, you know.
As do I.
And Kathy, you're amazing. It says, it just may be helpful to someone else who is not sure they want to try what you are offering people. And it would be wonderful to hear Christine as the voice within. And we have done that. We're going to play it again, Kathy. She is a great artist, and you could feel she is finding herself through her words. Another song, if you have or get the CD that really helped me get past some of my old feelings, is I'm Okay. I'll play that one tomorrow.
Same artist?
Christina Aguilera. That's a great song as well. Actually, Kathy, that song, I believe, was created to help her get past some early childhood abuse. And so I think that's another song. Then I'll bring in the words for that, Benny, mm-hmm. as well. Oh, boy. So.
That's what I appreciate about musicians these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much like, oh, they're out to get a big dollar or a quick mm-hmm. dollar and make good music. They make great music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't listen to the lyrics. Few do. And I think they just listen to the rhyme or the rhythm and, you know, oh, it's a great song. Do you feel the beat? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
people feel that too. But do you listen to the words? A lot of musicians incorporate everyday life, what their past, present, and possible future lives can bring, you know, life can bring them.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina has done that very well.
That's right. Well,
she's been up and down, I think, in my opinion, as far as what her life has gone through with,
you know,
breaking in with Genie in a Bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know, breaking on the scene. I think it was played on, like, it was either Melrose Place or 90210. Like, that's when it premiered, it debuted on one of those, you know, TV shows.
And she lost at Star Search.
Yeah.
Did you know that she lost that competition and then she didn't quit?
Yeah, no, she kept on pushing forward. She's busting through that crust.
Don't you think?
Yeah. So that's... West. We need to get
and
her
she's
on here.
Not alone. And you know what? We're talking about Christina Aguilera. You know, I have to tell you, I look at folks that are in the media, and they're no different than you and me, and they're no different than each and every other person out there, in terms of, you know, what is available to us. And that's what I want to say about this. The feedback I have received about some of this has been, you know, we'd love to listen to the music, but could you please tell me what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you have to go to the small jacket.
You have to actually go into the CD and open it up.
You have to go to the CD, and then you have to kind of get this magnifying
glass
out, right? You know, Linda has got these reading glasses, and now we're like up to 300 plus to read some of this stuff.
That kind
of
hurts.
But some of the print is so small, you know, it's like you really can't get it.
Yeah.
And I just do that. I have always... looked at music and have opened up the used to be the vinyl, the albums, to find out what the words were. Yes, I have done that. That was a way that I learned how to read, actually.
Because
you know my story. Yeah, you know my story. I really couldn't read or write very well once mm-hmm. I graduated high school, but I love to read albums, jacket albums. Mm-hmm. And so what I say about reading is you got to give folks stuff that they love to read.
Make it interesting.
Certainly didn't help me past my English stuff in school, but that's okay. All right, let me give out the number here, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. This is your day, and only, it's only you. Okay. This is your day. Do we have that song?
Probably. I'll look for it here.
Now, let's get back to Kathy, because I'd love to read this word for word. This is Kathy from Arkansas. This is her experience. Nope, this is not Kathy from Arkansas. Maybe it is. Well, it's Kathy. This is a true story, and it's called My Angel Story from Kathy. Okay, this stuff really works. In fact, I had told like 6 or 7 people about what happened, even though only 3 were excited. It does not change the fact of how it worked. Here we go. Let me back up to the Friday before last. A friend of mine, which I met at a channeling here in Hot Spring, Arizona. So, not Arizona, Hot Spring, Arkansas? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why do I keep saying that?
My geography isn't
very good either. She just moved down here from Virginia to get away from the frozen weather up there. But we will go back in April, so she says. I think she will be down here a little longer than expected. Well, she got here, and I just purchased the book from Dr. Eric Pearl. I heard him on Contact Radio and really wanted to read this book. The day me and my friend got together, I noticed that she had the same book and was reading it. Well, that's already chicken skin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I had already looked up the dates. He has his workshops, and really wanted to go. But knew my husband... although he tolerates my difference in opinions and allows me to do any searching for what I think I need to know or learn, was not interested in going to the workshop. So around, So around the Friday before last, she, my friend, asked me if I could and wanted to go to Dr. Pearl's workshop in Austin, Texas, which is being held on March 5th through 7th. I was really excited, and I had enough on my credit card to pay for the workshop. Well, I had just gotten paid and had not sent in my payment for my credit card, which would more than pay for all of my trip and housing for the workshop. So on this last Monday, President's Day, I asked Nancy, the angel of production, and Susan, the angel of travel, to help the production of my post office and the production of the credit card company to be extremely productive so that my payment will go in faster. I love that. It usually takes about 10 days for it to get processed and posted to my account. Would you believe that I took the payment to the post office around 6 p.m. Monday night, which would not go anywhere until Tuesday the next day because of the holiday? I was amazed and thrilled beyond belief that on this last Friday morning, I got the sense to call and check out the payment. And it was processed on Thursday.
Wow.
So it took 2 days to get there and be posted to my account. Then I checked the flights. I knew my friend was on and got to sit in the seat next to her on two of the four flights. Then the other two, we sit across from each other. I was also able to get my room at the Omega Center where they are holding the workshop. I was so glad and really relieved to have my angel's help in such an amazing way. 2 days that were really amazing. So now our trip is set for next Friday. Wow. Kathy in Arkansas.
That's awesome.
Is that anyone else out there been having any demonstrations with the angels? I have to tell you that the one demonstration that I had is having Tom come on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a demonstration. And, you know, just when you're ready to lose faith, because I was, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, it's Monday. I've got to plan the show. I think it's important to let our listeners know what's going on. And it's kind of like, do I hold on and have faith in this request, Benny? Or do I just say, you got to know when to
hold them.
Know when to
fold them.
There we go.
Know when to walk away.
You don't walk away from your angels.
No, you don't.
You do not walk away.
You got to turn around.
No, because they are tapping you on the shoulder to say, look, ask us. They're tapping us to do that. And mm-hmm. sometimes when we don't hear them, they pick up a 2x4.
They're strong.
And they do some tapping. So, you know, these demonstrations from our listeners are amazing. And thank you so much, Kathy, for sharing that. This is an amazing story. And we'd like to follow up with you to see how the workshop goes. And it's really amazing.
She could even call in from the workshop.
Well, that would be great to call in. Well, she'd be in the workshop, though.
Oh, she could sneak out and go to the bathroom or something.
Do
Give
you
us
think?
A little heads up, a little play-by-play. I don't know. I'm guessing.
Do you think?
It could work.
Well.
She's listening. Think about it. Think about it.
Well, I want to also read something else, too.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's no end. I get a lot of emails. Did you know that?
You do?
I do. I get a lot of emails from a lot of people.
I do know quite the stack of manila folders on the counter. So I would assume, yes.
I do. And sometimes folks just don't want me to share them. And they just, you don't want me to, you know, just know. And I ask for feedback on mm-hmm. the show. What do you like? What would you like us to do differently?
Live feedback's good too.
Live feedback is great. Is there a speaker or someone, a guest that you'd love to have on the show?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to hear more about?
Mm-hmm.
And please email me at live@crustbusting.com. Now, generally, we take emails during the show, don't we? So if you're trying to email me, we're having a little menahuni in the phone line today.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure what that is, but we're going to try during a break. When we come back from break, I'm going to read you another email from Paul. And those of you that listen every day, Paul was on our show, and he was talking about starting his business. with music.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to follow up with
that
Paul.
That was a good conversation.
And if you're listening, Paul, you might want to be listening on Thursday. I think you are off on Tuesdays and Thursdays mm-hmm. when Tom comes on, so you can ask him some questions about how to get this business going.
There you go.
So what do you think about a break right now, Benny?
I would certainly like one.
Let's take a break. Let's give out the number, though, for folks to call in if they want to, you know, chat with us a little bit, or if they have demonstrations, or if there's something out there that you want us to hold for you in the divine right of abundance that you have in this world.
Yeah, this could even be something that happened today, and you just want to, like, get it off your chest and just talk about it. That's
I call it R&R. Actually,
right,
you
exactly.
know what? We call it R&R.
Yeah.
You know, it's ranting and raving.
And, there you go.
Yep. And what it means is there are things that you're allowed to tell your story.
Sure.
You're allowed to say, hey, you know what? This is really, I'm upset about this. This is not working for me. And at the same time, I want to change this situation. How do I do that?
That's right.
All right. We're here. And the number is?
Local number 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. See, I don't have to look at it. Just kidding. 1-888-298-5569 is the toll-free number west of the Cascades. Again, that number is 425. Nope, correction. 1-888-298-5569.
See, I'm learning so much from you, Benny. I'm learning so. You're just amazing.
Wish I could help you with your computer there then.
Oh, we'll try it during the break.
Absolutely.
Okay, give us a call. We're here.
Young girl, don't cry. I'll be right here when your world starts to fall. Ooh. Young girl, it's all right. Your tears will dry.
What do you think of that intro?
It's moving. It really is.
It
it's
is
very
moving.
Powerful. I like the just the, I mean, for me, the sounds. And
if you know
music.
The name of that song or the artist singing that song, call us at 425-373-5527. If you have seen the video of that song, I'd like to know what you think of that. Again, that's 425-373-5527. And I'll share what kind of that song meant for me as well. 1-888-298-5569 west of the Cascades. We actually have a caller.
Yes, we do.
Who do we have?
It's Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Hey, Patty. Hey, Benny. What's going on?
What's
Marlene
up?
Called me Patty.
Marlene
gave us the acronym for Patty too. Hi, Marlene. How are
hey,
you today?
I'm doing fabulous. You know, I had this incredible epiphany today that I just had to share with you.
All right.
I think I've gotten it. You for years have been telling me, Marlene, the universe is generous. It's abundant. And I've kind of been like, yeah, okay, it is. And, you know, just trying to work
Playing
with it.
Off.
But yeah, you know, just sort of like, okay, it is, but, you know.
Oh, the but.
But, you know, but I've been kind of like, and it dawned on me today when I was out running with my doggie and, I was thinking about the previous week and what my goals are for this week and so forth, and I thought about the show you had on New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told you that one of my New Year's resolutions, like everyone else, was to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. And you had said, well, you know what? Why don't you just try doing one good thing for yourself every day?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I can do that. And so I've been doing that. And last week, I ate my apple, I drank my water. You know, every day I had my one thing to do. And it dawned on me this morning as I was running, in doing all that, I forgot to eat my donut.
Wow.
My weekly donut. I was like, how could I have forgotten to eat my donut? I don't forget things like that. I forget meetings. I forget all kinds of stuff. But
not
I
my did, donut.
But not my week, my Tuesday donut.
Well, that is amazing. So what you've been doing with that, you know, what we've talked about is you've been adding something good each day.
Yeah.
And so by adding something good, you've actually replaced, at a very conscious and unconscious level, really, stuff that no longer serves you.
Right. And so then today I was like, okay, well, then, gee, I better get my donut today, you know, when I'm done running. And
oh,
I
thought, yeah?
Well, you know what? That's okay.
And
maybe,
so,
you know, I'll have my donut maybe on Thursday instead.
Okay.
So, I decided not to have my Tuesday, which is when I normally have my donut, is Tuesday morning. And so I decided today I'm not going to have my donut. I'll just Thursday.
You know, isn't half of the challenge for a lot of us just to really let go of the old habits? I mean, letting go of the Tuesday donut thing is big.
Huge.
I'm serious about it.
I can't believe it.
You know, right. I mean, we get into some of these habits, you know, whatever they are, and they're rituals. It's ritualistic, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. You know, it's as ritualistic as using sage, some of this. And I really honor that, you know, that each and every one of us has sort of, you know, the ritual of the day. And boy, look at you.
And it dawned on me that that's what Patty means by the universe is abundant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the the scrimping and the, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the things I can do. And how wonderful is that? And that's what I need to focus on, is the abundance that the universe has.
Wow. And what kind of dog do you have?
She's a black lab mix.
Wow. Oh, so you're really running. Marlene, you're really running.
I got to burn energy off of this dog, I got to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to share that with you. It was just like, that's what she means.
That is. Thank
and that,
you.
In that simple realization, it hit me that that's what you mean by the, you know,
yes.
The universe is generous. It is abundant. And this applies to so many other parts of my life and how I've been viewing things in a frugal sense.
Mm-hmm.
And now what I need to do is think of it in abundance.
Well, think of everything in abundance, and you're well
exactly.
on your way. Yeah, you're well on your way. How are things going?
Well, I've decided that the conversation we had last week about how I'm doing the same things over and over and
yes.
getting the same results and wondering
yes.
why I'm getting, you know,
yes.
I've decided to change my tactic.
Okay.
And that's, I'm like, wow. And I decided to let it go.
Okay.
And
how does that feel?
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not this crazed person anymore, checking my emails.
this was your work situation that we shared
yes.
through your email over the
yes.
Over the
yes.
show. Yeah,
I was turning into some freak.
Some email, you know, auto response from Marlene.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, this is really unattractive as well.
Oh wow, you know, you're kind to yourself, right?
I'm trying.
All right. You know what? I'm going to hold a kindness for you because you are wonderful. You are actually amazing. And I know that about you. And I just so love how you and so many others are really willing to stop and really do something different. And what I think you're saying, Marlene, make sure I get this right, is that we don't have to do like this enormous, we picked transformation today and abundance as the two cards. And so we think that that change has to be this huge, enormous thing. And, you know, we have to like hurt ourselves to go through it. And what you're demonstrating is you picked one thing each day. And that's what you decided to change. What a wonderful teaching for everyone to hear. That is really great, Marlene. Thank you.
And it's because of you, Patty. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you so much. And you too, Benny.
Thank you.
Don't you love Benny?
I do. He's awesome. And you're really cute, too.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
I'm not
some cyber freak. I'm not stalking you. Don't worry.
Hey, it's okay. I like those, too.
Oh, my gosh. We're not.
You have to appreciate and invite everyone.
Well, I do.
You know what I think you're talking about is, Marlene, because you've never met Benny. And what happens is you get this connection with people, and you just connect with the energy of it.
She can feel the love.
She does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens a lot of the time. You just feel the love. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing here. Okay.
Because we are one.
We feel the love on a countdown. We have to have a feel the love countdown. I'm like wanting this. You ready, Marlene? We're gonna do.
I'm
it.
Ready.
On the
you
count
do
the of three.
This time.
Okay, you ready, everybody?
Let's do it.
How about you, folks over in the green room over there?
I think they're
in there
too.
Imitating me. Did you see that? Because like, Marlene, you know me, I'm moving my arms. So they're like, they're in the green room, like, you know, doing like this here. Okay, you're on a countdown. Feel the love. I am the love. Feel the love. I am the love. Everybody out there, you ready? Because this is one of the shake your booty countdowns. On a count of, you know, 3, 2, 1. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Feel the love. I am the love.
Ooh, that feels so good, Marlene. Now, where are you off to today?
Were you guys doing it? Okay, we got an agreement.
We got the green room going. In case you don't know, the green room is a quiet room that sits off to the side of the studio, and they can hear everything that's going on, but we can't really hear what's going on in there. And Benny wouldn't dare turn on the microphone because that would be a boundary issue.
Right.
We don't do that.
That and it's really not.
Now, Marlene, what do you have planned for today? Because now you're not going to do the donut.
Nope.
And
what kind of donut was it?
An old fashioned.
Well, that's
someone told me that the old fashioned with chocolate is really good, and so I'd had that on my brain. But you know what? I kind of let that go.
Let it go. We're letting it go here. Are you? Now I didn't know you ran, Marlene. How long have you been doing that?
For about 5 years.
Oops.
No. But it's not something. It's a love hate relationship.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, you love to run and your knees hate it?
No, I don't love to run, okay. But I do it.
I get it.
But then I'm always glad when I do it.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that's the way I feel about the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, thinking about going to the gym. You know, I can think of a million things to do, and then when I get there and I put, like, my headphones on with the CD, it's really not about the gym. It's like, wow, I've cut myself some time to listen to music.
Yeah.
You know, and
or
I just.
Extra reading time or something.
Right. And I just happen to be sort of on this, you know, I don't even know what it's called. It's not a Stairmaster anymore. What is that?
Elliptical trainer?
Is that what it is? It's the one that doesn't hurt your knees? That kind of. Yeah, I think you're right, Marlene. That's it. I love that because you can really just, like, pump it up. And so what I've had to learn in creating these CDs to exercise is to not just put all of Christina or Beyonce on there. You've got to have like a slow song so you can
let your heart rate recover.
I mean, it's like now you can shove 90 minutes onto these things and you're like gasping for air. And, you know, you got the people that are monitoring the gym looking at you like, oh, what do we need to do here? So now I'm learning that, you know, it's about balance, isn't it?
Exactly.
Wow, that's great. And so how is it down in California?
Well, from where I can see, the sun is out.
Mm-hmm.
There's some clouds. It's a glorious day.
You see that? The sun is out. There's some clouds. It's a glorious day.
It is.
Yeah. It's what is it, about 80 now down there?
Oh, no. It's freezing. It's like the high is going to be 60 today.
Oh, yes.
That's freezing.
That's,
yes,
I know.
You're right. That
actually,
is totally
that is very
freezing.
Cold.
I am wearing socks. It's so cold.
That is cold. It even makes the ants go inside.
Exactly.
I know. Jeez. I know. That was my worst nightmare when I went down to school in California. Was I went down and I moved down, and this was what, 1995 or so. I think I started down at Claremont. And I had never really spent any time in the L.A. area, right? And Marlene, you know about this. And so I went down there, and I happened to find a place renting a room from this, you know, this great place, this wonderful people. And so we got the U-Haul, and we unpacked the U-Haul, and we moved it into the room. And I sat on the bed, and all of a sudden, I saw this line across the ceiling. It was moving.
No way.
It was. Yes.
And way.
It was way.
Yeah,
it
way.
Was. It was this army of ants crawling from the outside, inside, across the room into the bathroom because they wanted water.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
It was August in California. Wow! And I just sat on the bed and I cried. And then I think I cried for 6 months because statistics after statistics classes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Well, look, and now you're Dr. Patty.
Well, Dr. Patty is what I am.
Dr. Posa Patty.
Yep.
And we know what that takes, doesn't it?
That's right. And you, Patty, are our hope.
Yes. And
you are, you know, you're the one we look up to.
And how
it
are
can
you
be done?
How are you? It can be done. And I want everyone to know that it can be done. And it's all divine timing. Mm-hmm. It's like we talk about in anything that we want to achieve in this life. Put yourself a plan together. Ask Spirit for guidance and then take one foot and put it in front of the other. And don't be sidetracked if you happen to take one foot back. That's not the divine plan. Now, how are you doing with the one foot in front of the other thing?
Well, I'm standing still.
All righty. So you're contemplating and you're listening for the next step.
Yes. And it's actually now it's a conscious decision to stand still.
Yes,
so
it is.
I'm happy with that.
Yes, it is. It is. It is a conscious decision to stand still. And you know the program that I entered into, I stood still for about a year and a half. I started to move again. But that was just the way that was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
It is okay. Well, you are awesome, Marlene. Thank
so
you.
So are you, Patty.
What's your dog's name?
Her name is Alex.
Alex. Wonderful.
I'll send you a picture.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Can we put the picture up on the website?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Marlene. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Oh, so nice.
Oh, amazing.
Good story.
Great story. And we have another story.
Do you want to go to a quick break first?
I would love to. Whatever you say, Benny. You are the production.
Let's take a little quick break.
You are the chairperson of production.
Pay some bills.
Because we sit in chairs sitting here.
That's right.
All right, let's do it.
Perfect posture.
We'll be right back.
Upright.
When the energy comes and the dark side's light and the vampires roar.
Sade?
It's your CD.
There it is.
But
it
I
must
think it
be
is.
Sade. There she is. Wow.
I think it is. Wait.
You know me better than that.
I think it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
We could always run down the hall and ask Warm.
Wow. Yeah. Or Smooth Jazz, right?
Yeah, they do. Actually,
I mean, we play it on
call.
Smooth.
They do.
Yeah, Smooth Jazz.
Sade has played quite frequently on KWJZ.
Yeah. We're in the studio here. We're here with sister stations, and one of them, is that right, sister station? I'm learning
no,
the radio
all,
jargon.
All the same, no, they're all part of Sandusky Radio
okay,
Group.
That's mm-hmm. that's
we're
what we're part of.
We're all one big family. We are one.
Numero uno, alternative. We are the number one alternative radio station
alternative
in Seattle.
Talk radio station.
Oh, sorry, alternative talk. Talk.
Talk.
Alternative talk radio station. And right over there, see, as I look past the window and through the green room or the quiet room, I'm looking at the sign that says 98.9 Smooth Jazz.
That's right.
There we go.
That's right.
So we get in the groove right away here
Absolutely.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like to read. Let's give out the number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, 1-888-298-5569. If you'd like to call in, just like Marlene did, and share a story with you, or if you have a question, or if you're stuck. Are you stuck? Well, we will help with that right here, because that's what we do, crust-busting.
Yep.
And I have this email I like to read from Paul. And for those of you that are listening first time or haven't heard Paul's story, he had called in one day on the show, and I asked him to come back on a subsequent show, and he shared what his vision was. And so I'd like to read this email. It says, I'm so grateful for the chance to have shared my vision for children's music with your audience. I already have one Yahoo account. I guess you get just one free one. And then, you know, he is talking about where he's going. And he said that if you're curious about the kind of program that has inspired me, here is a website for a program by one of the authors of the curriculum I might use. And it is www.msu.edu. And it's a program that he's looking at. And it's called Music Play. anyone with a music background could get the book and use it with their own children. So Paul's passion is to bring parents and children together under, you know, the fabulous inspiration that music brings. And, you know, to have a family event, an inspirational event from this. So he's amazing. I mean, he's like, I want as many folks as possible to share the gift of music with their children. So what he's saying, so if you feel so inspired, he's writing this to me, you could mention this book available at John's Music in Wallingford or from www.giamusic.com. And it's the book, it's called Music Play, I believe it's called. So, and then John says, Paul says, I look forward to listening in the future, believe it or not. The day I called him was the first time I had ever tuned in to KKNW.
Wow.
We love you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And we invite Paul back to see how things go. And Paul, if you can listen on Thursday, I think that, you know, what you're trying to start would be a great question for Tom Stenberg, chair of Staples, Inc., who will be with us on Thursday.
And I know he'll be more than happy to either answer the question or tell a little story about how he became.
So many of our listeners have these unbelievable ideas for life, for how they want to live their lives, for things that they want to do. And, you know, yet it seems some days like there's this maze to figure out how to be successful. And one of the things that I am doing on this show, and we'll be doing it more and more, is in listening to our audience and what they want to know is how can we bring people on the show that that are going to provide them with resources and information on how they can now take their dreams and put their dreams into the external world. How do you get from the metaphysical to the external and begin to live your life in that way? And so I want to let everyone out there know we hear you, and that's what we're planning to do at least one day of the week, to bring a guest on that will specifically address some of the emails I get, some of the questions that folks have. This happens to be the chairman of Staples, Tom Stenberg, and we are grateful for Staples to put on the event that they're putting on today and to really open the doors for people to learn more about how to be successful in small businesses. And a small business means it could be one person or it could be a group of people.
That's right.
That is so important in Washington State right now.
Like, there's a lot of small business owners in this area. You see them, I think, quite frequently sprout up in this area, especially on the east side or, you know, downtown. There's a lot of small businesses, you know, especially on the waterfront. You know, they're doing really well and they're, you know, they're hanging 10. They've been doing it for years now. And, you know, it's always good to hear from, you know, people who expand, of course, and get a little bit bigger in the corporation or, you know, but it's their own little world, you know, amongst everybody else's.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about expansion. And someone asked me, what do you do on this show? What do you do? And it's always an interesting question. And I don't know that I ever answer that question the same way two times in a row.
I don't think you can.
And I said, you know, it's my vision. If I could help change the world one thought at a time, that would be an incredible goal. To move to this place where each and every individual can see the unlimited possibilities available to them. I think that, you know, that's a true goal. It's really my passion, actually, because I go back to sort of my own experience and I look at the different times in my life that I have really been stuck. And right there to either the right or the left of me, there has been someone to say, I'm going to help you here. And it was my choice as to whether or not I was going to listen to them. Sometimes I listened to them and sometimes I didn't. And so, you know, it's really about providing people with the abundance of choices. I love the words today, abundance and transformation. Do you know that we have an abundance of choices available to us?
I would expect that, yes.
Just like we select the music for the show. And sometimes we do it intuitively, and sometimes we plan it.
We plan it.
Right. Or sometimes I hear something on my CD coming over on the radio, and then I bring it up here and say, Benny, could you play it, please?
Can you play that right here? It's spot number 14.
And then I hand you a CD that has no labels
on
it.
Yeah, there's nothing on it. I'm like, what do I go with this? Some of us need to know what's going on.
I know. It's really
but we make it work.
Well, how do we do that intuitively? You can't, you know, look at a CD. We just do it because it's all good.
That's right. It's all good and you feel it.
Well, let's just take a minute to remind everyone that tomorrow is Wednesday. It's called Wonderful Wednesday. And we are going to be joined with Reverend Bonnie Barnard.
Isn't it Ash Wednesday, too, tomorrow?
Oops. Do you know that for sure?
Confirmation.
If someone out there knows that for
it
sure.
Is.
Uh-oh, he looked it up in his calendar. Okay, very good. Wow, we're having Reverend Bonnie Barnard here on Ash Wednesday. So Bonnie, she's amazing.
BB?
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing.
Miss BB?
Yep.
I like that. We should go with that.
Reverend BB.
Reverend BB.
Okay.
She'd be like, no.
And today is, wait, I'm getting a sign. What is that?
Today is Mardi Gras. Oh, well, today is. That's right. Yeah. Do you have your beads? You should bring in some beads.
Wow, today is Mardi Gras. Look at what's happening here.
We're so much. We're so round up with the show itself.
I know.
Okay, so Reverend Bonnie.
Yep. She's a speaker, a trainer, a teacher, a writer, a mentor, committed to our purpose, reminding us of our magnificence and wholeness. She is the founder of worshiponline.org, created to fulfill the desire of worship without a determination of time because it's over the internet. And that's, you know, Johnny.
I was just going to say,
know.
She talks to Johnny on the commercials.
She does talk to Johnny.
That's right.
And, you know, I wonder, does Johnny ever log on to visit Worship Online?
You never know. He might.
Well, please join us tomorrow and Reverend Bonnie, and we're going to have an awesome show. Just absolutely incredible.
And then Thursday, we have?
We have former CEO and chairman of Staples, Inc. joining us, Tom Stenberg. He's going to share his amazing story with us, and we're opening up the lines right at the beginning of that show, because if you have a question, if you have a business idea, if there is anything on your mind, if you have had your meeting with your angels, and there is something that you would like to know from Mr. Stenberg, then that's why he's here.
Absolutely.
He is going to take calls and answer your questions, and it should be an amazing show. So we've got Bonnie. We've got Tom, and we've got Dana on Friday to talk about spirit in the workplace, to talk about what's going on in terms of the changing nature of work, which is important for us to be informed, especially in the state of Washington, with some of the challenges we faced here regarding employment.
Sounds
good. And we had Congressman McDermott on to talk about that. So you have been listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat, and
producer Benny Mathers.
And we are here each and every day, 11 to noon, filling the airwaves with crust-busting ideas, tips, and the like. So stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Expressed on the preceding program were those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is your alternative talk station, 1150 KKNW Seattle.